You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey there, podcast fans. Welcome into the Daily Detroit Happy Hour podcast. I am your host, Sven Gustafson. Today we are down in Corktown in Detroit. We're at Detroit Barbers, and we're going to talk all things beards, hair, and barbering with Chad Buchanan and Ryan Ray of Detroit Barbers. Before we get into that, I want to let you know that if you need to move your business idea out of the coffee shop, check out the co-working space at Bamboo Detroit. Visit BambooDetroit.com for a full range of monthly plans. So our guests today on the Happy Hour podcast are Chad Buchanan, who is co-owner of Detroit Barbers with his wife, Jamie, and Ryan Ray, who's a barber with extensive training. We'll get into that. Ryan and Chad, welcome into the Daily Detroit Happy Hour. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Nice to have you on. So we are in your Corktown store, which is on Michigan Avenue, and it's in an old building, and I want to get to that story in time here, but I figured, you know, I actually did, this is going to sound weird, but I actually did some research on beards last night, to the extent that you're able to do research, and I think there's more curiosity about beards and why they're so popular nowadays than there is hard data to back anything up. But so I want to put it to you guys. Why are beards so popular now? What, are they having a moment, do you think?
Well, I'm going to be super negative here. Beards are actually on the decline, but they are up from years past. I think it's a trend that, you know, everyone has seen for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. Guys are getting more into the grooming aspects of their lives, and you know, it's hair, skin, beards, everything. So, you know, beards are definitely up, but I feel like, you know, just overall men's grooming has, you know, went up 4,000% over the last 5 or 10 years. You know, guys used to just literally hop out of the shower, and that was their day. Now, you know, they're applying lotion. You know, they're putting texture spray in their hair, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I think just in overall, just beards and grooming are up, everything in between. So
yeah. Ryan, how about you?
Well, you're on the front lines of this.
Just on kind of the converse to that, I mean, you think that there's the whole style sense of beards, but at the same time, guys have been wearing beards since the dawn of time, and there's probably nothing more masculine than that. You know what I mean? And even growing up in Michigan, during hunting season, you know what I mean, or as fall sets in, everyone's dad when I was a kid would suddenly rock some burly beard, and you know, they all of a sudden look really manly and really scary. And so there's the style side of it where it's a trend, and then there's the damn, that's a beard because this guy's just a man side of it too, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting conversation.
Yeah,
and both are respectable, that's okay,
you know? Yeah. But Chad, you say that the beard is actually probably on its way out.
Well, it's on its way out. It's just down. I mean, my background is analytics and SEO and, you know, Google data. And if you take a peek at the trends over the last 5 years, beards are actually on the downward spiral. And I'm not saying downward like they're crashing, like guys are going
to
shave their faces.
They'll never go out of style.
Absolutely. But it's, you know, if you look at 5 years ago, beards are down about 15% in Google search, which means that, you know, anything to do with beard products and beard grooming is down a little bit just because it's not on the upward trend, it's on the downward trend right now. But if you look at men's grooming is, you know, up 15 to 20% from 5 years ago. So I think it's overall everything, you know, and like Ryan said, it's, you know, guys are literally like taking into account all of their outward appearance, you know, I mean, yeah. Beards, hair, tying them all in together, you know, having that kind of GQ look with the, you know, the crazy mustache, the crazy beard, or whatever it may be. Yeah. So
that's interesting. Why do you think that is? Why is grooming on the rise?
You know what? I think it's a little more mainstream. I think the media is picking up men's grooming and men's fashion more and more every year. I mean, if you look at, like, big publications like GQ, Ask Men, all Men's Fitness, all those. I mean, even Instagram, you know, every other picture is, you know, someone that has, you know, not just a six-pack of abs, but a 12-pack. And, you know, they're groomed to the nine, and they look like they were, you know, almost like painted. You know, they came right out of a, you know, some sort of crazy modeling something. So
I think we saw, too, for a long time. I mean, going through the 90s and into the early 2000s, there's even that word metrosexual. So if a man took care of himself, then you're a metrosexual. And I think we've gotten kind of far away from that. And now it's like, hey, it's okay to take care of myself. My grandpa took care of himself. My grandpa went to the barber, you know, every 2 weeks. Like, that's all right to want to look good. There's nothing not masculine or strong about wanting to look good and feel good, too.
There was some, I mentioned doing research on this, there was some writing that suggested that in a difficult economy, men may gravitate toward, like, fuller beards, you know, out of some sense that, like, hey, things are tough and I need to sort of reflect that or whatever you have. I mean, so if Google searchers are indeed down, as you suggest, is that a good economic harbinger, do you think?
No, I don't think so right now. I mean, I think the economy's a little bit on the rise right now. So I would say that it's really more just fashion.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, guys are growing beards to kind of have that added little piece to their look. Mm-hmm. So, you know, opposed to, you know, if the economy was down, you know, say we're going through a depression or something, I think it would be totally different. Like, guys wouldn't be cutting their hair either.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You know, instead of going, you know, your average 5 to 6 weeks for a haircut, they would be going 8 to 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, and we don't see that on average. You know, our customers are, you know, 4 to 5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're coming in, getting cleaned up and making everything look tight.
Right.
Well, that was an interesting question, and I do think that sometimes, you know, a guy has to go full woodsman because of hard times, maybe in his personal life or otherwise, economic or however it be. Sometimes you need to go full woodsman and break out the axe and the flannel and have a huge beard. There's nothing wrong with that.
Agreed.
you should advertise that as, a styling, the full woodsman, you know.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's going to be Ryan's new look, actually, the full woodsman. Yeah.
That's where I'm headed towards, full woodsman.
All right, so we'll come back to more on grooming specifically and beards a little bit. But let's talk a little bit about the business, Detroit Barbers. You, Chad, I understand, a longtime entrepreneur. You've got a background in digital marketing,
correct,
as you mentioned. You opened your first location on Woodward in Ferndale last year, and then this location just opened this year?
Yes, we're a little over a year and a half in Ferndale, and this location, we're going on 3 months, so...
And what was this? This is an old building here, right on Michigan Avenue in Corktown.
Yeah, this building's been here since the late teens.
19-teens.
Yeah, 19-teens. Yeah. And it's you know, it's had its fair share of renovations, remodels, add-ons, teardowns. I mean, this building has been vacant for the last 15 to 20 years. So, I mean, when we got in and got a chance to take it over, I mean, there was a lot. Everything was pretty much stripped or removed, so...
Like,
yeah, it was
plumbing gone.
Plumbing, pipes, you name it. Like, I mean, the only thing that's truly original in here is, like, some of the flooring and some of the bricks, and then a lot of the stuff that we brought back was reclaimed so we could bring back the old look, feel, and vibe.
Mm-hmm. Did the whole face fall off of it, too?
Yeah, like, during construction, it was pretty funny. The whole, well, not funny, actually. The whole face of the building fell off during last winter. Two winters ago, the whole face fell down. So that's why we have a new facade on the front of the building.
Wow, so that's a lot for a barbershop to chew off. I mean, that had to be expensive, big renovation.
I mean, it was definitely a little more than we wanted to take on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know...
Granted, you didn't know the facade was going to collapse.
Sure. Yeah, and I mean, yeah, there was goods and bads to that.
Yeah.
You know, we now have a strong structure up front. We don't have to worry about it falling over. And... you know, we were able to, you know, piece together the look and vibe that we wanted on the inside when we did that. So, you know, the center block look and the, you know, the rustic look, we were able to bring that back to life. So,
as a guy in digital marketing, how did you get interested in, I mean, how did you decide, I want to open up a barbershop?
We got into men's grooming with the product line. And then, you know, after seeing the need for old school barbershops in Detroit, there was a huge calling for it. There really wasn't a whole lot that was around in, you know, high-end men's grooming. And being from California and traveling, you know, there's a lot of shops like ours in, you know, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, and I wanted to bring that to Detroit. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we've done.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your Ferndale location. Obviously, not quite as, doesn't have the historical flavor probably. Yeah. The building's not as old anyway.
Yeah, the building is late 30s. So, I mean, it's got, you know, the tin.
It's pretty old. Yeah.
It's pretty old. We got the tin ceiling, you know, the old school wood floors. It's an old building. It's not as old as this building, but it's an old building, and we were able to capture some of that feel and vibe when we put it together.
the sense of history does seem important to you in this business. This place is chock full of antiques. I see an old pinball game back there. This display case looks, like a one of a kind that you wouldn't buy at regular.
That's from IKEA. No.
No, it's not.
Not kidding.
But I mean, where does that come from? I mean, you.
We literally picked antiques from all over the U.S. So everything is, we tried to get as much from Michigan as possible, and then we couldn't find it from Michigan. Then we went outside of Michigan to go get it. So.
And I was particularly admiring in your salon the old barber chairs.
It's a barber shop.
Yeah.
Not a salon.
Well, in the cutting area.
In the cutting
area. As opposed to the frontal area.
That's what totally best with you, yeah. Salon is for ladies' hair. We got really fortunate. So four of those chairs actually came from the oldest running barbershop in Michigan, and the old man had passed away, and we were able to buy four chairs from that location, and it was up past, Caseville. So four of those chairs came. Yeah, wow. Four of those chairs came from there, and they were all, literally in working environment. They sat there for about a year, and we pulled them out and put them right in our shop.
That's amazing. And they're all really cool. The footrests are all emblazoned with the manufacturer's logo. Yep. All from, look like there were two different manufacturers, both in Chicago.
Yeah. So Padar and Koken are the two main chairs that we try to get. I mean, those are literally last forever if you take care of them.
Any idea whether those companies still even exist?
You know what? Koken was just bought out by a new company, and then I believe Padar has been out of business for a while.
Okay.
But, there's some funny history there, too. I mean, some of the old-school mafia used to own some of those barber companies. So when you look at it, I think it's either Koken or Padar out of Chicago. They have ties to, old-school gangsters and stuff. It's pretty cool.
The chairs themselves can tell a lot of stories, and so can the companies. Sure. You know what I mean? The inception of the companies way back in the day can tell a lot of stories, but the history that's happened in those chairs is just remarkable. I mean, can you only imagine who's sat in them and the stories that have been told in those chairs? So that's part of the deal, right? I mean, we want to continue that. Why let them go to waste when there's more stories that they can hear, the chair can hear, and it's like the chair kind of absorbs that energy, you know what I mean? It sounds a little hooba-jooba, but it's crazy. I mean, it's real thing, and when you sit in it, you feel it, you know?
Agreed. Yeah, they make reproductions of the old chairs, and I mean, we could definitely buy those, but I would rather have the real deal. You know, I want the old porcelain cast iron chair that weighs way too much, and we typically bust our toes and hands when we get it in here, but, that's the whole look, feel, and vibe, and, the story behind it is just phenomenal.
Right. So Ryan, that's interesting. The stories and everything told in the chairs. I mean, you're a barber. You're cutting hair all the time. Obviously, it takes know-how and craftsmanship to cut hair and everything. But you also have to be like people and be a good host and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's been said that a person could survive in this business without being able to cut hair at all. But if you have a good chairside manner and a way with people, then certainly, you're going to go far. People are going to come to see you. So, yes, the haircut and the service is very important, but part of that service is connecting with people and being there for them. This is not just a place to come get a haircut. It's a community meeting area for everyone, too. You know, no walk of life is exempt from being comfortable and enjoying this place.
Well, I mean, I forgot where I read it, but you spend more time with your barber than you do your attorney, your accountant, your dentist. I mean, they get to know you more than anyone. I mean, especially, it's 30 minutes to 45 minutes every 5 to 6 weeks of 100% full attention. So, I mean, everything about their lives, what they're doing. Actually, we got a random email the other day from a customer that goes to Rich, that just moved to Colorado and said, give Rich my email and tell him that everything worked out with our kids. And I was like, that's just a funny conversation, and not funny in the way that everything worked out with the kids, but just it proves the point that the connections that are made with your barber, it's just crazy.
Confidant.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely heavily, and we take that seriously too, you know what I mean? I'm not going to tell you certain things right now that people have told me, because that's a lawyer-client privilege, you know what I mean? I just can't share certain information, but certainly we're a part of people's lives, and we take that pretty seriously, I guess, too. Right in between telling, inappropriate jokes, we try to keep things in confidence that we talk about, too. So.
And it actually brings up one really good point. So when we opened the first barbershop, Jamie and myself, the first thing we said was, if this ever feels like a job, we're going to close it. Mm. And we still hold true to that. If her or myself feel like this is a job, it's not fun anymore. So we want it to be fun. We want everyone to feel like they're a part of it. And, you know, we've created this really cool team environment where, you know, we got, you know, over 20 employees now, and everyone is a part of it on a daily basis. So.
Want to let you know that the Daily Detroit Happy Hour podcast is supported by Bamboo Detroit, which offers 24/7 access, super fast internet, a host of support services, and open and private work settings that offer all the perks of traditional office space. Bamboo provides office space for your growth with plans starting at just $50 a month. Visit BambooDetroit.com. All right, so Ryan, back at it. You have serious training chops, including being trained with Hattori Hanzo experts. I'm going to let you explain what that is.
Just continuing education. I don't think it's wise to just be one thing in this industry. I think you should be well equipped to probably deal with everyone. Hattori Hanzo is a very large shear manufacturer. They scissors. As we call them, shears.
Yeah, originally goes back to, it's a samurai term, right?
Right, and they kind of stole from that a little bit, and but they sort of stay true to that Japanese steel mentality. But they have some of the leading stylists and barbers in the industry, so anytime I can get in with them and do a little training, you know, I think any ongoing education, you come out five times more than you walked in, even if, you know, you already knew everything that was being discussed, so... yeah, try to keep on the cutting edge. Sorry about that pun, but and just keep going. Always trying to learn. That's the thing about this business. You can never know enough. Every day you probably leave work feeling better than when you walked in because you did something you've never done before. And,
so like, what's an example of, like, I mean, are you ever stumped? Like, does anybody ever come in and say, I want this done to my hair and or beard, and you're like, wow, I don't even know how to approach that?
By this point, I mean, I think you're pretty well prepared to handle whatever or do your version of whatever. I guess the trick is getting the client's vision and what you interpret their vision as to translate well on their head or on their face with their beard. So am I ever stumped? I don't know if I'd say stumped, but maybe part of the thing that's excellent about what we do is I work with a team of creatives in the shop where I, unlike probably a lot of shops, I can look at the guy next to me and be like, hey, like, how would you do this? And I you know, whether or not the client thinks that's inspiring confidence or not, I don't know, but we're going to create something amazing. You know what I mean? And it's good to be in that type of environment where we can collaborate and get done whatever needs to be done. I mean, it's not about our egos. It's about a person leaving better than when they walked in.
Yeah, so good about them for sure. Yeah. So what's an example of like a challenging cut that you recently, you know, somebody requested from you?
You know, yesterday a fellow came to see me and he explained that he would like his hair cropped to a number two guard on the sides without using clippers. He wanted to only use shears. So that's a strictly shear cut that does take a little bit of skill. He wants a clipper cut done with a pair of scissors, essentially. So, you know, is that easy? No. Am I willing to try that and do it? Yeah, and it all worked out. You know, I mean, it's a softer cut for sure. It was a little scary, I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, I hate that term, fake it till you make it, but it does apply in some ways, you know what I mean? And it all turned out well. So, yeah, that was a challenge for sure. But that's okay. I hope people sit down and challenge me. I hope people sit down and come into the shop and say, he's not going to be able to do this. You know what I mean? I think we all feel that way. Bring it to us, and we want to try to do it. So
do you think there's a like an emerging, you know, Detroit style hairstyle? I mean, are there cuts that are really popular here?
We tend to follow the trends from New York and Los Angeles and a little bit of London too. But you know, are we cutting edge? Not all the time, but do we have our own little twist on things? Yeah, for sure. Lately, I mean, for a long time now, we've seen traditional haircuts. Like, I mean, the old traditional haircuts, the very clean ones, have been very, very popular. Now we're starting to see, or I'm starting to see, like a manipulation of those traditional cuts. Still nice clean fades with looser styles on top. So you've got a traditional side part haircut that's cut with texture and flow into the top rather than just being neatly clean all the time, you know, which brings us into texture sprays and different stuff to achieve those looks, you know, not just old school pomade. I mean, we have products that kind of bring a lot of that in for sure.
Right, I definitely wanted to talk about the product side because you've got a whole line of Detroit Barbers products now.
Correct, yes.
Right? And is that something that you started at the same time that you opened this business?
No, so we've been doing that roughly for 5 years. And the products actually started before the barbershops. The only difference is now with the products, we have the barbers more involved. So we're creating products to be able to achieve certain looks. Like the other day, we just created a texture powder. And the powder is used to achieve like a high pompadour, you know, to give you a look that you couldn't get unless you had that product. So,
cleaner,
yes and no.
Natural looking.
Yeah, cleaner, natural look. And I mean, not that, you know, that ultra shiny or that ultra greasy look. You know, we're trying to make everything look natural, but look the way that the customer wants. So
there are all kinds of products, you know, bringing this back to beards.
Yeah.
You've got all kinds of different products, beard oils, balms. You know, can you walk us through, like, what do they all do? And it's sort of amazing that there are all these different products for the beard.
Yeah. You know, so beard products are kind of funny, right? So a lot of people don't realize that it's really all about hydration for the skin. Mm-hmm. And the hair follicle. So the more moisturized you can keep the hair follicle and the skin below the beard, the better the beard is going to feel, grow, look, and you're not going to get that beard dandruff on your black shirts, you know. And that's, you know, probably the most important part about keeping your beard looking maintained and healthy is just making sure that it's super, super hydrated, making sure that you're, you know, you're trimming it at least every, you know, 2-4 weeks, you know, so you don't look like a, you know, crazy
caveman.
Yeah, good one. And yeah,
growing out a beard doesn't have to be a nasty, uncomfortable process where you look like a homeless guy, you know what I mean? It can be controlled with product and with a visit to your barber for sure.
So any advice for someone like, say, me, who, I mean, I know I'm got the shadow going right now, it's because I've been on vacation for a week, but I shave it in the summertime because once we get that humid, hot weather, I just don't want it. I mean, is there anything I could do to, if I wanted to keep a beard in the hot, muggy weather?
So the most important part is to let it grow.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, it definitely seems itchier when you're growing it in.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you, you know, you use a hydrating cream, lotion, balms, whatever, when you're growing it out, it won't itch as much because you're keeping the skin super hydrated. So as the hair follicle's growing out, it won't feel like you want to scratch your face off. And then after, you know, after your, you know, 5 to 7 weeks of growing it out, then you'll get past that itchy phase and just let it go. Give it, you know, 3 or 4 months of growth and then start trimming it up. Start to give it its shape and the look that you want it to have.
Yeah, without a doubt, that initial grow out phase is pretty rough.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So coming back to the research, and I mentioned, you know, doing research, and I want, you know, get your guys' thoughts on this. There's been some research done on, like, women's perceptions of men's facial hair and, you know, whether they find it attractive and everything. So the general consensus for what's out there, it's not a lot, but there is some out there, seems to be that light stubble is rated tops by women for attractiveness. But women find that men with full beards tend to be the most masculine, aggressive, and socially mature, and they also look older. And then lighter beards, you know, less full, conveyed dominance. And I'm going to quote from a piece that I read in Psychology Today. Quote, overall, these ratings suggest that an intermediate level of facial stubble is more attractive for a sex partner, while a fuller beard is perceived as indicative of someone with good fathering ability and more investment in offspring. So, you know, what do you hear in that? Does that sound on base?
Well, like, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you look at Clooney, and that guy is he's on the top of his game with a little bit of stubble. So, you know, maybe that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, and this is going to be a little rough, so brace yourself, but I do think that, well, even if a woman says that she doesn't like beards, from my experience, they are still slightly drawn to a full beard for some reason.
Well, and bothering you, but you know,
I mean,
a bit.
Yeah, like they will tell you, I hate beards, and then ask you if you want to go have a beer together, or a coffee or something. And I know that I sound sexist with that, but it's just been from my experience, man. I mean, there's something masculine and attractive about beards, and that's the way it is.
Now, I notice that you're growing your beard out. Are you looking to possibly father some children?
Yeah, after the Psychology Today reference from the article, I thought we should talk about your childhood.
I'm currently going to shave.
That'll be another episode. How about that? All right, well, Chad Buchanan is the co-owner of Detroit Barbers. Ryan Ray is one of his star barbers here at the barbershop. They've got two locations in Ferndale and right here in Corktown in Detroit. Chad and Ryan, thanks so much for joining us today on the Happy Hour podcast.
Can I throw one last thing in there?
Of course.
So the Dream Cruise is this weekend, and we got a really cool event going on out in front of the Ferndale Barbershop, which is in the heart of the Dream Cruise. We're going to have a barber chair out in front of the shop, and we're going to be doing free mullets and mohawks. And we're going to have a big setup. It's going to be fantastic. Donations are going to go to something. We haven't determined that yet. But, yeah, we're going to have a mullet and mohawk station.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Pull up in an El Camino, then everything you want is free,
absolutely,
too.
If you pull up in an El Camino, just know that the shop might be handed over to you.
Yeah. You could.
Are you good with can you do like a Mustang logo and like shave it into somebody's?
I probably can't, but some of my colleagues can.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Chad and Ryan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, appreciate it.
Enjoyed it. All right, everybody. Quick thanks before we head out the door here. Thanks to Detroit Barbers for hosting our conversation today. Thank you to Podcast Detroit, our network, and Bamboo Detroit, of course, for helping support our podcast. Want to make a quick plea to you to consider becoming a member for just $5 a month. You can support this podcast and all the great content that you read on DailyDetroit.com. Just go to DailyDetroit.com, click the membership tab at the top of the page. We'll give you a t-shirt in exchange. Until next time, fans, be well, do good work, take care of one another. We'll speak with you again next week. So long.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.